You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Philadelphia Phillies with Phillies broadcaster Tom McCarthy. Tom, it seems like the Phillies took a good bit of heat over the past year, maybe even year and a half, for not moving more quickly to make some trades of some veteran players. And there was some accusations they valued their own guys too highly. And as it turned out, as they've started making these moves and started kind of reconfiguring the roster, seems like they've brought in some nice talent. Do you think it's fair to say, is vindication too strong a word as we see the talent that they're getting back and some pretty highly regarded young players as they start moving some players away?
Well, I think the vindication, it may be too early to term these deals that Ruben Amaro has been vindicated by them. And I don't even know if the criticism was just beforehand. You know, when you look at these deals, particularly in baseball, you have to look at the options and the contracts that a lot of these guys have. And guys like Marlon Byrd or Jonathan Papelbon or Jimmy Rollins, you know, their contracts, whether it be Rollins' no trade clause or Papelbon's option year or Marlon Byrd's option year at the age of 39, you know, those are difficult to move. They were very player-friendly contracts when they were signed. Or even Ryan Howard's contract, which will pay him an estimated $60 million for the last 2 years that he has on it, including a buyout of $10 million for the third year. So I don't know if Ruben feels vindicated or even ever thought about that, or the organization does, because they did try to move these guys. And what other teams wanted was probably a little bit more cash, or they wanted the Phillies to go smaller on who was coming back because of the contract. So, you know, just being around the club during that trade deadline, we thought maybe Jonathan would go. We thought maybe Marlon Byrd would go. But we weren't surprised, in all honesty, that they didn't move because of the contracts. And, you know, when these guys were signed, when Jimmy Rollins was signed, when Ryan Howard was signed, the projection was the Phillies would still be in the race for the National League East and for the National League pennant deep into their contracts. Well, as it turns out, the team has gotten a lot older a lot quicker than anybody anticipated. So that kind of changes the plans. I do like the kids that they got back, though, for Marlon Byrd and for Jimmy Rollins. I mean, who knows what they're going to be. But right now in their development, they look like they're pretty good players.
How have these moves played out in the home market there? I mean, there's seemed like for a long time part of the thought process here was they had such great attendance, and it was such a they had this sellout streak, and that there was really very little sort of appetite for a rebuild. Now that they've sort of made it clear that things have to change and the roster has to be kind of reconstructed, how has the reception been locally to these first couple of deals?
Well, I think the thought of rebuilding is still difficult to swallow from a Philly fan standpoint, but they do understand that they have to revamp somewhat over the next couple of years in order to be successful in, let's say, the next 5 to 10 years. They needed to refurbish their farm system. I still think that, you know, they, like any big fan base, they want to win. I mean, they got a taste, we got a taste of going to the postseason for 5 consecutive years, of winning the division for 5 consecutive years, and getting to the World Series twice and having a lot of success. The ballpark was sold out, you know, for 2 full seasons, basically. They want that again. We all want that again, because there's nothing better than playoff baseball. It's just incredible to be part of it, and even the race in September. So I think the fans understand the process. I don't know if they're embracing it solely, but then again, I don't know if I would as a fan, because, you know, with baseball, every year you feel like, all right, this is our year, even though you know that the roster is somewhat limited. But I think that they realize that this was needed. But I don't think they've all bought into it. I don't even know if everybody in the organization has totally bought into it, because they want to win so badly. But I think this is needed in sports, particularly in baseball, from time to time, to make sure that the farm system is replenished.
And the obviously the big prize they have, and the guy who continues to draw headlines and frankly will until the day he's moved or the day he plays out his contract, is Cole Hamels. To some extent, I have to think that his trade market is still waiting on the free agent starters to sign. But what's your understanding of where that stands and as to whether they're actively shopping him or just listening to offers or just kind of where that situation is at right now?
I think if they got the right offer, and I haven't been in the meetings with Ruben to know this, but I think if they got the right offer, that they would probably move him because they do know that they're still a couple years away from competing for the division title, although things can change pretty quickly in the game of baseball, as we've seen over the years. But I think if they were given a package that included, some pitchers that were a couple years away, a position player that was a year or two away, or a young position player that could step right into the roster or step right into the lineup, I think they would move him. But I don't think they're just going to trade him just to trade him. I think that they may feel like if we wait until the All-Star break or even until the July 31st trade deadline, we might be able to get more. But let's see how we start the season and see if it's worth it to keep him. Because let's face it, he signed for a good amount of time, and he still is a foundation piece for anybody's rotation, even if it's a rebuilding rotation. But I think he's made it clear that he would like to win, and he would like to go to a place where he can win now instead of waiting. So I think that if they're blown over in the next month or so, they'll make a trade. But I think they're content to wait till this trade deadline or possibly even wait till next offseason before they make a move.
And I know you're in Philly, you're not elsewhere, but do you get the impression that it may be dependent somewhat on those free agents, that clubs aren't going to come with their best offer until they know whether they can get a number one starter without giving up talent?
Yeah, I think it might be partly that, but, you guys know and I know that, it doesn't seem like everybody's enamored with Max Scherzer for one reason or another. And, James Shields is probably not a number one, although he's probably pretty close to it, but he's not the pitcher that, let's say, Cole Hamels is. But, yeah, I guess that's part of it. I think that free agency will always dictate whether a player is traded or not. And I think, let's say, if the Red Sox don't sign Shields or if the Dodgers don't sign Scherzer or vice versa or the Yankees don't make a move, then maybe somebody will say, hey, you know what, this guy's available. We've got some prospects that, that the Phillies like, so maybe we'll investigate it a little bit more.
And as far as other assets that they might move to continue – restocking the farm. Who do you think is maybe likeliest or drawing the most interest from outside among the Dominic Brown, Ben Revere, Papelbon, whoever it may be? Who do you get the impression is kind of drawing the most interest?
Well, I think that they probably, aside from Hamels, have exhausted everybody unless you think about Cliff Lee being healthy. But I think Lee has to prove that he's going to be healthy. I don't know if you trade Ryan Howard, if you're going to bring back a bushel of prospects because of his contract, unless you eat some of his contract. Dominic Brown at this point needs to reprove himself to me as a major league outfielder and a guy that can be in the middle of the order. Chase Utley would bring back some prospects, I think, but I don't know if they want to trade Chase. I think if they're looking to rebuild, they may be leaning on him to help that rebuild. So for now, I would say it's if it's not Hamels, it's probably Cliff Lee, but Lee has to prove that he's healthy in order to move forward. I don't know if Papelbon, I don't know if Jonathan would bring back, let's say, the two prospects that Jimmy Rollins brought back. He may bring back a prospect like Marlon Byrd did from the Cincinnati Reds, but it wouldn't be the three guys that, let's say, a Hamels or potentially two or three guys that, let's say, Cliff Lee would bring back.
And as far as the 2015 club, what do you think is still – they just added a starting pitcher in Aaron Harang. What do you think is still to be done or they still want to do between now and when camp starts in a few weeks as far as assembling the 2015 Phillies?
It's interesting. We were thinking about that the other day. I mean, I think if you look at the outfield the way it's structured right now, I think they need an outfielder, whether it be a left fielder or a right fielder, because if you have Dominic Brown in right, Ben Revere in center, are you going to go with somebody like Darren Ruff or Grady Sizemore in left? I don't know. So to me, they probably need an outfielder. They probably need another starting pitcher, even though they signed Aaron Harang, and they do have other guys potentially that could fill out the rotation, but I still think they probably need a starting pitcher. I think they're going to go with Freddie Galvis at shortstop. Now, could they sign a veteran guy? They probably could, but I think that would you go with the Rafael Furcal, who hasn't played in a year? and I know he's playing winter ball, or would you rather go with somebody like Galvis, who definitely could play defense, whether he can hit or not? I guess that's the big question, but I don't know whether that's on their thought. That's part of their thought process right now.
All right. Well, Tom McCarthy, thanks for taking some time here to talk Phillies here on MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.